Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Rutter Ranger pregame show, part two of our pregame visit with head coach Eric Ezar. Coach, a big win last week. You guys picked up the first one, obviously, for you since you've gotten here and the first one of the year. So I know that's important. But this week, you're looking for win number two against a Navasota Rattler team that's down on their luck a little bit this year, but they've got some athletes on that side of the ball.
You know, Navasota has a great program, great tradition over there. You know, and those athletes scare you because you just never know when they're gonna come alive. They've played two really good programs in Episcopal out of Houston and Sealy, who's one of the top teams in 4A. So you know, it's kind of you're watching on film and you know you watch their defensive line get blocked pretty good, but then you realize when they're playing, you know, Belair that Belair has two linemen. That one's already got an offer from Alabama, one's got an offer from A&M, and then you realize, wow, you know, they're playing some good people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's always a little bit scary because you never know what you're going to get when you play them. You know, our game plan is hopefully to come out, maybe get on top of them early and put some doubt in their mind. You know, it's one of those things you don't want to leave a Navasota is kind of like a wounded animal. You sure don't want to leave them around because if they do, they're definitely going to fight back because of all the tradition and all that. You know, having to go into Rattler Stadium is always a daunting task. So, you know, we're excited just to have a chance to just keep on getting better and getting ready for district when we play Montgomery.
Bringing up going on the road, and obviously Navasota not that far of a drive, but you know your guys are kind of used to that situation that you guys have to bus over to Merrill Green every Friday night for a home game. So it seems kind of like all the stuff that goes along with that, it's not too big of a difference.
Not too big, and you know Navasota really is not that much further down the highway.
I mean, right.
You know,
yeah.
It's probably about another eight exits. So it's nice to play Navasota because you're not that far away. And then the next week we're just going to take a left. We're down 105 and go play Montgomery. So we've got our two road games. The first two that we have to go to are not too far. So that's always kind of nice because it does change the routine a little bit. You got to leave school a little bit earlier, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it changes some things a little bit. It's always a little bit different with high school kids. You get a little nervous when you start changing stuff because, yeah. You know, but, you know, it's just one of those things you got to learn. And when you get in the playoffs, and that's our goal, is you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to travel a little bit. So that's something in the back of our mind. We've got to get our kids ready for.
Let's talk a little bit about the Rattlers. So far, I've been shut out this year. I've not scored any points, but as you mentioned, really good teams against Belair Episcopal and Sealy, which is, I believe, ranked sixth in the state or something like that for their classification. So it's not as if they've been going up against easy defenses all year.
Well, you know, and they've got some good. I think one of their good receivers has been out for like the last two weeks, and so I think they interviewed him on the news the other night, so I assume he's going to be back. And so, you know, you put a good receiver in the mix. If we were without Keith Rom, we'd be a different team. So we are a little nervous about that with this guy coming back. Their quarterback throws, I mean, he's got a really good arm, you know, has playoff experience. So, I mean, it's something we definitely can't take lightly.
And then defensively, as you said, you know, they've been going up against some of the best offensive lines. And they've got a guy in Jordan Jefferson who's committed to Texas A&M. He's a pretty good offensive lineman. Will also play on the D-line a little bit. So how's it going to be like containing him and along with the rest of the guys that are going to be coming up against your offense?
Well, you know, I think it's always a good challenge just to see from week to week. We really felt like when we played Bastrop that they, you know, their defensive front was not as good, but their linebackers, like number 34, is probably one of the better linebackers I've seen in a long time. And Elgin was kind of the reverse, where they had a pretty good defensive line, but their linebackers were not very good. You know, Navasota's pretty athletic, and, you know, they've got pretty good linebackers, pretty good defensive line. You know, they overplay some stuff a little bit, but, you know, we feel like that, you know, that's kind of, maybe kind of fits into our hands because we're such a misdirection offense. But they're very athletic, and they can mess things up because they can get in the backfield, and, you know, if they blitz with the linebackers, you know, they're going to be able to be probably a better defense than Elgin or Bastrop.
Definitely not looking ahead, but as you mentioned, district is right around the corner. So how important is it to go into district play with some momentum by getting a win tonight?
I think it's big, you know. I always tell our kids one play at a time, and so I don't want to look too forward, you know, too forward ahead, one play at a time, and go that. But, you know, I think as coaches, sometimes we always do look ahead a little bit in our mind, and, you know, so if you're asking me an honest question, I got to give you an honest answer. But, you know, I think some of the things we want to see is we want to see the offense continue to stay on that upward swing with the confidence that they had and be able to move the ball. And, you know, that was the thing that I was very impressed with. You know, early we were kind of, you know, against Bastrop. We showed flashes of being good on offense, but it was kind of a lot of three and outs and kind of sputtering. But then we had, you know, then we would have big plays. And, I think that was the big thing in against Elgin, is we were able to stop the negative, you know, the minus nines and all that. We had a few minus ones and twos, but for the most part, we were getting 3.5 yards or 5 yards, and that's what we've been preaching this, you know, this week and last week, is, hey, we need 3.5 yards. 3.5 yards, I don't care. You don't need a 90-yard touchdown. Those are nice, but get 3.5 yards. And so that's kind of been our mantra, and I thought last week it went well, because we've got the athletes that they try to get 3.5, then boom, you know, they're really at 15, you right. know, and then they break the long runs. And I think, you know, once we kind of settle in on that, then, you know, I think if we can do that this week against Navasota, which is going to be a good defense, I think it's going to give the kids a lot of confidence going into Montgomery. And on the flip side, on defense, you know, I don't think we played very well. I don't think Coach Poth was very happy with our defense last week, because I think we played so well against Bastrop that it was kind of a tale of two cities.
Right.
You know, one game, man, we were lights out, played great, and then the next week we were, you know, just weren't very good at all. And so, I think the defense is going to have to get some confidence this week. And, I mean, if we could get a shutout, that would be big going into Montgomery. Montgomery has a good sophomore quarterback that's going to be really good. They're going to throw the ball around, and they're going to score points. So, I mean, we got to have our defense tuned up and ready, and got to have the offense ready to score some points against Montgomery, too. So, you know, those are the things that we want to get better this week against Navasota, and be sure that we're kind of tuning the car up to where we're ready to when we go into district.
Well, it's the battle of Highway 6 between Rutter and Navasota, and it should be a good one tonight. If you're looking for win number two against a Navasota Rattler team that's down on their luck a little bit this year, but they've got some athletes.
You know, Navasota has a great program, great tradition over there. You know, and those athletes scare you, because you mm-hmm. just never know when they're gonna come alive. They played two really good programs, and Episcopal out of Houston, and Sealy, who's one of the top teams in 4A. So, you know, it's kind of you're watching on film, and you know, you watch their defensive line get blocked pretty good, but then you realize when they're playing, you know, Bel-Air, that Bel-Air has two linemen. That one's already got an offer from Alabama, one's got an offer from A&M, and then you realize, wow, you know, they're playing some good people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's always a little bit scary, because you never know what you're going to get when you play them. You know, our game plan is hopefully to come out, maybe get on top of them early and put some doubt in their mind. You know, it's one of those things, you don't want to leave a Navasota is kind of like a wounded animal. You sure don't want to leave them around, because if they do, they're definitely going to fight back because of all the tradition and all that. You know, having to go into Rattler Stadium is always a daunting task. So, you know, we're excited just to have a chance to just keep on getting better and getting ready for district when we play Montgomery.
Bringing up going on the road, and obviously Navasota not that far of a drive, but you know, your guys are kind of used to that situation, and that you guys have to bus over to Merrill Green every Friday night for a home game. So it seems kind of like all the stuff that goes along with that's not too big of a difference.
Not too big, and you know, Navasota really is not that much further down the highway.
I mean, right.
You know,
yeah.
It's probably about another 8 exits. So it's nice to play Navasota because you're not that far away. And then the next week we're just going to take a left. We're down 105 and go play Montgomery. So we've got our two road games. The first two that we have to go to are not too far. So that's always kind of nice, because it does change the routine a little bit. You got to leave school a little bit earlier, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it changes some things a little bit. It's always a little bit different with high school kids. You get a little nervous when you start changing stuff because,
yeah.
You know. But, you know, it's just one of those things you got to learn. And when you get in the playoffs, and that's our goal, is you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to travel a little bit. So that's something in the back of our mind we got to get our kids ready for.
Let's talk a little bit about the Rattlers. So far, I've been shut out this year. I've not scored any points. But as you mentioned, really good teams against Bel-Air, Episcopal, and Sealy, which is, I believe, ranked sixth in the state or something like that for their classification. So it's not as if they've been going up against easy defenses all year.
Well, you know, and they've got some good. I think one of their good receivers has been out for like the last two mm-hmm. weeks, and so I think they interviewed him on the news the other night, so I assume he's going to be back. And so, you know, you put a good receiver in the mix. If we were without Keith Rom, we'd be a different team. So we are a little nervous about that with this guy coming back. Their quarterback throws. I mean, he's got a really good arm. You know, has playoff experience. So I mean, it's something we definitely can't take lightly.
And then defensively, as you said, you know, they've been going up against some of the best of the best. Offensive lines, and they've got a guy in Jordan Jefferson who's committed to Texas A&M. He's a pretty good offensive lineman. Will also play on the D-line a little bit. So how's it going to be like containing him and along with the rest of the guys that are going to be coming up against your offense?
Well, you know, I think it's always a good challenge just to see from week to week. We really felt like when we played Bastrop that they, you know, their defensive front was not as good, but their linebackers, like number 34, is probably one of the better linebackers I've seen in a long time. And Elgin was kind of the reverse, where they had a pretty good defensive line, but their linebackers were not very good. You know, Navasota's pretty athletic, and, you know, they've got pretty good linebackers, pretty good defensive line. You know, they overplay some stuff a little bit, but, you know, we feel like that, you know, that's kind of – maybe kind of fits into our hands because we're such a misdirection offense. But they're very athletic, and they can mess things up because they can get in the backfield, and, you know, if they blitz with the linebackers, you know, they're going to be able to be probably a better defense than Elgin or Bastrop.
Definitely not looking ahead, but as you mentioned, district is right around the corner. So how important is it to go into district play with some momentum by getting a win tonight?
I think it's big, you know. I always tell our kids one play at a time, and so I don't want to look too forward, you know, forward ahead, one play at a time, and go that. But, you know, I think as coaches, sometimes we always do look ahead a little bit in our mind, and, you know, so if you're asking me an honest question, I got to give you an honest answer. But, you know, I think some of the things we want to see is we want to see the offense continue to stay on that upward swing with the confidence that they had, and be able to move the ball. And, you know, that was the thing that I was very impressed with. You know, early we were kind of, you know, against Bastrop, we showed flashes of being good on offense, but it was kind of a lot of three and outs and kind of sputtering. But then we had, you know, then we would have big plays. And I think that was the big thing in against Elgin, is we were able to stop the negative, you know, the minus nines and all that. We had a few minus ones and twos, but for the most part, we were getting 3.5 yards or 5 yards. And that's what we've been preaching this, you know, this week and last week, is, hey, we need 3.5 yards, 3.5 yards. I don't care. You don't need a 90 yard touchdown. Those are nice, but get 3.5 yards. And so that's kind of been our mantra. And I thought last week it went well, because we've got the athletes that they try to get 3.5, then boom, you know, they're really at 15, you know, and then they break the long runs. And I think, you know, once we kind of settle in on that, then, you know, I think if we can do that this week against Navasota, which is going to be a good defense, I think it's going to give the kids a lot of confidence going into Montgomery. And on the flip side, on defense, you know, I don't think we played very well. I don't think Coach Poth was very happy with our defense last week, because I think we played so well against Bastrop that it was kind of a tale of two cities.
Right.
You know, one game, man, we were lights out, played great, and then the next week we were, you know, just weren't very good at all. And so, I think the defense is going to have to get some confidence this week. And, I mean, if we could get a shutout, that would be big going into Montgomery. Montgomery has a good sophomore quarterback that's going to be really good. They're going to throw the ball around, and they're going to score points. So, I mean, we got to have our defense tuned up and ready, and got to have the offense ready to score some points against Montgomery, too. So, you know, those are the things that we want to get better this week against Navasota, and be sure that we're kind of tuning the car up to where we're ready when we go into district.
Well, it's the battle of Highway 6 between Rudder and Navasota, and it should be a good one tonight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get you set with the starting lineups. Again, Zach Taylor alongside Andre Perard. Big thanks to head coach Eric Ezar for joining us in the pregame. You're listening to the Rudder Ranger pregame show on KAGC 97.3 FM.